Today, we're talking about how to create high-converting landing pages.
And how to make sure you're including all the things that your customers care about.
Next Wave DV is the story of our journey growing Creative Edge Productions from a tiny studio in my basement to one of the leading video marketing agencies in the Midwest. So join us on our continuing mission of mastering video marketing.
Welcome back to the Mastering Video Marketing Podcast. I'm Tony Rielli.
And I'm Ben Carlson.
And we are continuing our series talking about how to create great social media ads.
Yeah.
Now, a few weeks ago, we talked about how our formula, basically, how do we approach
secret
social
sauce.
Media ads that's specifically for social media. You know, like a lot of these ads, you know, you watch television ads, you might be like, I've seen TV ads. I've seen the format. Social media ads, very, very different in how they are formatted.
They have to be.
Yeah. And so we talked about our formula, and then we broke down each of those steps and how to the three core modules. So I highly recommend watching each of those previous episodes.
In fact, if you wanted to pause this one to go back, I won't be offended because it'll play a lot of context for what
smart.
We do. Yeah,
I think you
would be a very smart person.
Yeah, put us. You get a gold star.
If you do it, we'll wait.
All right. So now we have gone through all those modules. They clicked. They clicked on the ad and they said, learn more, order now. All the different things you can do on Facebook to thing, get offer, all this thing. So now where have they gone, Ben?
Hopefully.
Into the abyss.
Hopefully not. Hopefully they've gone to a very well-curated, crafted landing page.
So when you're doing an ad like on Facebook, you can do a couple different types of results for somebody. If you're doing lead generation or things like that, you can actually use now Facebook and in the platform, you can do lead forms directly in there. You can do, I forget what the term is for like a little micro experience, like a little mini landing page in Facebook. And the advantage to doing that is that you're not leaving the platform, so they don't charge you as much per click.
They also will favor anything that keeps their audience on their platform. They are going to favor over anything that takes them off the platform.
Sure. And so a lot of times we'll do this for our clients if it fits.
Yeah.
It doesn't always fit. And at the end of the day, it's almost always a guarantee that you're going to need some sort of a landing page.
Yes.
Now, the biggest mistake that most businesses will make when they get that person to click on it is they send them to the homepage of their website or maybe a product page on their website.
Yeah.
But I always say like, you know, the homepage of your website is like welcoming somebody to your front yard. You know, that's great. You know, but that's not necessarily the place to like have a long conversation and sit down and chill. You know, that might be your living room or your dining room or something like that. Like that's a better place to actually sit down with somebody. And yet, because think about your homepage of your website. What is it doing? It's more than likely like redirecting people into different areas. It's be like, you know, here's a summary of our company. Here's our history. Here's the about us. Here's our team. Here's our location. Here's all the products that we offer. Here's our portfolio, customer
Contact
testimonials.
Us now.
All those different things are on there and they should be on there. That's great. But that then means that your customer or the audience that has now gone to your website has to make a choice. They have to decide what's the next thing for them to do. Mm. And you're that little thing. Now you might be like, that's easy. Just click this button.
Yeah.
Every single time that somebody has to click a button, every time that they have to do another step, you get fall off.
This is just free advice. If you have a button to enter into your website, get rid of it now, please. Because it's small, but even if it takes three steps for them to purchase, to schedule, to make whatever call to action you want them to do, you're now adding a fourth, a fifth, whatever that is, you are adding an extra step to prevent them from buying. So again, this is just a little tangent side note. I had someone years back, on my photography page, I was being artistic. So the first page was all of my great photographs and I had a consultant. He's like, get rid of it now. He's like, why? They know they're here to look at your work. They'll see your work. You don't need this. Get rid of it because I promise you it will increase. Maybe marginally. It might be a small margin. But by taking away another barrier, it's going to see results.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, like make sure that your website design and your initial experience for them is clean and refined and just absolutely cut as much out that you don't need to have in there for sure. But we highly recommend doing a landing page. A landing page is going to be a much better experience for that sales process because a couple of things. First of all, your website for your company It's probably designed within your brand. It's got a certain look. But that doesn't mean that the ad that we've created now is matching that aesthetic. Correct. We may want to play around with some different aesthetics. And instead of going, all right, now you got to redesign your whole website, a landing page can be designed on its own to match the aesthetic of the campaign that we're doing. Yeah. And sometimes you might have multiple different versions of that. You might go with something that's more punchy, more vibrant, more fun, might something that's more serious, more somber. You might have one that's targeted at men, one that's targeted at women, one that's targeted at kids. You can let the landing page match the tone of the ad. Because again, if somebody clicks on an ad that's got this tone and feel to it, and they go to a landing page or to a website that's like totally different.
Totally, yeah.
That in and of itself is a problem for a customer. That's a turnoff. You know, whether you consciously go, all right, I'm clicking back on it, or you just go subconsciously, something's off. That in and of itself, you know, we say it a lot, but the confused customer never buys. And so any sort of clarity and simplification that you can put into that process is going to be vitally essential to creating a smooth and customer experience.
Because what you're doing is you're introducing a problem for them to solve, or at least something for them, another thing for them to figure out. And again, you want them focused on, you've already given them all the information. They are set on buying. You're sending them to your About Us or scheduling with you, setting up an appointment, whatever it may be. They've made that decision. You don't want to make them make more decisions to get to to your final offer or call to action. So by introducing, whether it's putting them on their landing page or introducing a jarring juxtaposition between the two, you're just giving them something else to try and figure out, and we're trying to make that as seamless as possible. So a clear landing page with hopefully a video. Again, this is bias, but what we've seen convert really well and work really well for our clients is a video, the whether it's a purchase now or the you know, fill in your information here with a clear call to action button without having to scroll.
They more than once. Yes. Yeah. And that call to action button should repeat at multiple major points on the page. It should be at the top. It should be one or two in the middle and then one at the very end at a bare minimum.
We even got this feedback from one that we were developing. We were working with our account manager. And he was saying, you know, you need to have all the information for your audience, or at least enough information above the fold. So if they aren't scrolling at all, do they get to make that call to action or find out more? And do they have a little bit about the company?
Yeah, immediately. So above the fold is when you go to that landing page or you go to a website, it's the very first thing you see without scrolling. Is there enough there? And a lot of people will make the mistake of like, okay, hey, you know, like, once they scroll, that's where the more information, but this is our beautiful image or whatever.
Yeah.
No, you got to realize that it's like we talk in our previous episodes about the hook. And sometimes that only that first 1 to 2 seconds is all you get from that person to see it. Same thing with the fold, above the fold, that right there might be the only thing that they see. So you want to give them that opportunity to get a good impression immediately and give a good understanding of what am I now going to experience when I start scrolling? Because good landing pages are not necessarily the shortest things.
Yeah,
sometimes we talked about simplification and clarity. There's actually a lot of things that you want to make sure that you have on the landing page. And it goes back to why social media ads don't need to be 30 seconds. They don't need to be 10 seconds. Some good social media ads are a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. It's not that you have to make the video shorter, because it doesn't perform the same way that like a TikTok video or something like that.
Sure.
We always say like, cut out the fluff, get it down to the basics. Mm-hmm. On an ad, you want people to watch it as best as you can, but like, That first 5 to 10 seconds is where you want to have your gold.
Yep.
And then the people that are now qualified and wanting to stick around, they'll continue on. And so don't be like, I have to keep this short, so I got to cut out stuff because I want everybody to like only watch just the bare minimum.
Sure.
No, if the people that are sticking around to watch your ad are sticking around because they're interested. Give them the information that they want.
Right.
But let the beginning of the ad be tight and clean and to the point, and then qualify people to stick around for those that actually want to stick around.
Correct.
So again, when we get to the landing page, above the fold, same thing. Nice, clean, easy to understand why I'm here, what to expect. Then, as we start scrolling down, just like with the ads, there are modules that you want to have in there, sections that you definitely want to have.
Right.
So a video, always beneficial to describe the product, whether it's a repeat of the ad that they just saw, or either longer version of it, or a good summary of what to expect. So definitely a video in there, and then a good explanation, that call to action button right there. If they're ready to buy, don't make them have to hunt for that call to action button. Like, let's go to the next step. But then as we move down, the other major sections that you want to have, you absolutely need to have, are going to be, you know, a good product summary. Like, if you have, examples, clean, easy to understand examples of how your product or service works, then great. Like, make, you know, if you can do a GIF or a little or a graphic or image, make it really easy for people to go, this is like your biggest, you know, UVP, your unique value proposition. Have that be very, very prominent right up there. The next section that you want to have, and we don't necessarily have to go in this order. You may want to, but it's definitely, you know, these are sections that you want to have in there. Social proof. By far, one of the most important things that are on good landing pages that are easy for people to overlook is social proof, because it's extra work and it requires a different thought process. A lot of businesses will get into the mindset of like, all right, I'm in my sales mode, so I want to be talking about the features and benefits so much.
Features tell, benefits sell.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, people care more about what other people have to say about your product than what you have to say about your product.
Yep.
So you want to have that, lean onto social proof as much as you can. So what is social proof? Well, the different types of social proof can be, at a basic level, customer reviews.
Yeah.
Whether on Google, whether on Amazon, whether, you know, a testimonial that you have, that a customer review is very, very important. Another type of social proof can be case studies or examples of success stories. So for us, you know, like, yes, we have customer reviews of Creative Edge, people that have loved working with us. But then another level, so we can just get people saying, you know, Creative Edge is great to work with. I love their people. I love the quality of their work. Okay, that's a great testimonial. Another one would be us talking about, all right, we were able to get these results for our customer.
Yeah.
We were able to grow their business by this. We were able to get better conversion rates. This, you know, we get 20% better conversion rates or something like that.
Yeah.
That's a case study. So it's not necessarily a testimonial or a review. It is an example of the success that we had with a client.
Sure.
If you can marry that in with a testimonial, great. You're in an awesome place. But, you know, Google reviews, show those 5 stars wherever you can. Showcase your, the success that you've had, so people can go, okay, it's not just them blowing smoke. It's these are the genuine things that I've seen success, genuine people that like it. And there's real people using this.
I think you could also, if you're, say you're a doctor or in a medical profession or some sort of subject matter expert, you can also list organizations that you've worked with, publications that you've been published in. There's a lot of different ways that you can show, but it's...
For us, for example, you know, we have our YouTube channel, Next Wave DV. You've got our YouTube plaque back there that you get to see, 100,000 plus subscribers.
How did I get back there?
Yeah. Little things like that, that's another level of social proof, you know. So you're turning in to try and get great marketing insights to try and grow your business, try and learn how to do this yourself. But who the heck are these guys? What do we know? Why should you trust us? Well, you know, we have our production company, we have our website, but we also have social proof like that to say, like, okay, we have developed a following. We have developed a reputation on YouTube, and we've been able to do this stuff practically. So little bits of social proof allow people then to trust you a little bit more and not go, okay, you know, how many times have you gone to a website or gone to an Amazon, like, where there's zero reviews on Amazon product, and you're like, okay, is this
zero?
Even a real thing?
Yeah,
is it
right.
Like, yeah. So that, think about it. People care a lot about what other people have to say. Yep. Think about when you go to an Amazon product page, where do you go? You typically
reviews.
Go, okay, you look at the photo of the product, you go, you know, look at the price probably, and then I just write down to the reviews. I don't even look at the product description. I go to the product description in the middle after I care about if people actually like this, see if photos of people actually using it, all that stuff. We do that all the time.
Right.
Put it on your landing page because people are looking for that type of stuff.
What if it's a new company starting out and they don't have a whole bunch of
get
reviews?
Get it. It's not an excuse. You can get your product in people's hands. Go do on the street interviews.
Yeah.
Give away your product or service for free. Get the reviews.
I know there's going to be pushback. It's like, oh, well, you don't understand. I can't just give away my product or service. I can't do that for free. I'm going to be losing money. Your marketing. That's a marketing expense. If you have to give out free pizza, you write it off because that's a marketing expense. But getting it in front. We talk a lot, you know, in a previous episode, we talked about not working for free. Especially when you're starting out, you know, there will be some people that say, oh no, just go out and shoot, you know, shoot for free and then you'll get the experience and then you can start charging. No, shoot for reviews or give away for reviews. Offer your service for reviews. One of my favorites, and I know I told the story on the podcast, but I needed a plumber. And when I was on Google, plumbers near me, you know, there was some with like 25, 50. Then there was one with 1,000. And it was like, what is happening? Like, clearly these guys were, and they were all, it was like 4.6 stars with 1,000. That's exactly who I called. And then at the end, we got done. He was a great service. I mean, it really was an incredible experience. But he said, now, if you can just do something for me, this would be worth more than a $20 tip. If you could go on and leave me a 5-star review, if you really appreciated your service. I was like, ah, okay, that's how. There was nothing shady. These weren't people that they were like paying off. They just reminded their customers, hey, leave me a 5-star review if you were happy with your service, because that's what really benefits me. And for him, that he said it, that's worth a $20 tip, because he knows that's the power that it's going to come.
Exactly. So social proof, I again, we'd say this a lot, but we'll probably have to do a whole episode on it, because I think that it's worth its own thing.
Yeah.
But the last thing that we're going to talk about in today's episode is the last section, which is basically kind of a pros and cons or us versus them section on your landing page. Again, don't make the customer have to do the assumption or the work for you.
Yeah.
This section is really, and it can be a big section where you're talking about, okay, this is what our product does well. This is what our competition doesn't do as well. Yeah. This is why you would want to consider us. And this is like, again, it may sound simple. You may be like, well, customers can figure that out. You know, it's really obvious how well our product works. Don't make them do that.
And maybe they could, but that means that they're going to click off of your page and they're going to go to your competition page and they're going to research your competition. Give them that information for them. You don't want your competition telling them why they should be buying this product. You should be doing that education if you want their sale.
At a fundamental level, think about the process that you go through when deciding if you're going to buy something.
Yeah.
You know, think about it. You're going to look at the price. You're going to look at the features and benefits. You're going to look at the reviews. You're going to look at and see what people actually genuinely think. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to weigh this against other stuff that's out there.
Yeah.
Put that all on your landing page. Let that whole process be there for your customers on the landing page. So then they're basically what you're doing. The Harman Brothers talks about this a lot, but you want to defang your audience. You want to defang any negativity that they might have.
Or any
objections. Exactly. Yeah. Because, you know, if it's like, well, what do other people think about it? It's there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like, well, how does it compare? It's there.
Yeah.
It, like, again, all of that stuff is there. And so they should be able to get to a point where it's like, the only reason that they're not buying today is if they genuinely don't feel like they want the product.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you should be able to nail out all the major things that would be those questions, because you don't get that conversation. When we're doing sales in a retail store and somebody's asking these questions, you get to answer. You can find out, oh, this is their hangup.
Yeah.
They cared about this. You got to look at it through the eyesights of hundreds or thousands of people. They're all going to have different objections and all different concerns. One person might care a lot about reviews. Another person might just simply care, does it do this one thing that I would care about?
Yeah.
If you can cover those main things in a clean and organized way on a landing page, you're going to have the best converting potential landing page that you can have.
Because remember, they're there from your ad. Like, they were interested in you.
Yep.
Yeah. So by giving them that information that they can really make that decision right then and there, and also just backtracking then, that means you don't have to give it all away in the ad. Keep the ad clean. Keep it to your best UVP. Because you want to drive them to the next stage of that customer journey.
Absolutely. All right. This was a jam-packed episode.
Yes, sir.
We're going to keep going. Next week, we're going to talk more about this type of stuff. So keep tuned in, subscribe, follow us.
Yes, please.
And stay tuned for the next one.
We'll see you next time.